on now.
Dear Scott, it's your texts, emails, and letters. Go on, get it off your chest.
First one.
Was showing some work-related pics on my phone to my boss a few years ago when there was one of me in lacy underwear I'd taken to send to my boyfriend, Leanne.
Oh, we were talking about this the other day, weren't we? Just so you know, you got some photos together and then just that one slips in of you, you know, in
lacy underwear.
In lacy underwear.
Do you know what? It reminds me of that time when you first got your new phone and you asked me to get the pictures off it upstairs.
Yeah.
And then I saw those pictures of you, which you claimed
it was my thumb.
Your thumb.
It was my thumb.
It wasn't. I had to shut down
very quickly. Clearly was my thumb because I'm not very good at taking pictures because I was trying to work out the new phone.
Yeah.
So you were trying to take a picture.
I bet that's what Leanne told
down
her
there,
boss.
But only got your thumb.
No, I just put my thumb over the lens thing.
What, to kind of obs?
No. Just, I was taking a picture of... I can't remember what I was taking a picture
See?
Of.
Your thumb obscures...
Wasn't that.
You shouldn't it was admit
my,
that.
It was my thumb. I've still got that picture at home if you want me to...
I don't want to see it again. But thank you for the offer.
Are you still scarred?
Yes.
Yeah. Seriously, it's really nothing to worry about.
Your thumb is just like...
Right, next.
Dear Scott, how about getting paparazzi to follow Scott's flatmate? That'd really throw him. He'd be saying... No, it's my flatmate who's the famous one.
This is where you can... We were talking about this the other day, where you can hire paparazzi for the day so you can feel like a famous. And that would confuse somebody, actually, wouldn't it? If suddenly they were like, flatmate, here! Also, did anyone notice the posh Radio 4 lady did actually sound like my flatmate then? In the last bit.
No! No, it's my flatmate who's the famous one.
No.
Are you lot still here?
No.
She's doing impressions now as well.
Yeah. Such a wide repertoire. So I've heard.
Oh, aye. Why's Becky not on the team biog page? You've got the one that doesn't speak and chappers, but no Bex. Not planning on keeping her round long. Cheers, John.
Thanks, John.
What was that sinister laugh for?
Nothing.
Also, what's the team biog page?
It's a bit of our website where, you know, there's information on us all,
but
apart from me.
Nothing on you on there. Why is that?
It's because she's a woman of mystery.
No, why is it really?
Because you haven't got round to doing it yet.
Don't you write your own biog?
Do you? Mm. Oh, excellent. I can make up all sorts of stuff.
I just come up on MSN. The person in online who's in charge of all our web content has just MSN saying, ha, 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 I never knew that existed.
What?
So that's good, isn't it?
What, the biog?
He never knew the biog page existed.
Well done to him.
So there you go. Fully across all your multimedia needs.
Right. So now that he knows about it, maybe he'll put one up for you.
Yeah, I can do anything.
Maybe me and Scott could write your bio.
Yeah, we'll write it.
That would be brilliant.
And we'll just give it to him. You don't need to approve it, really, no.
Chappers, if you play your finger drum when the one that doesn't speak eventually farts, you could have a great musical base for a good song. Luke, off of Devon.
Thanks, Luke.
Yeah.
Sadly, it's a relief. The one that doesn't speak did fart for about an hour last night in the pub with me. 2 pints of Guinness is what did it, and a Brian Clough documentary on the big screen. And he's absolutely fine now, so no need for the finger drums.
And I don't have my finger drums here.
Left
today.
Them at home, have you?
They're upstairs on my desk.
Thanks, that's where they are.
Next.
Dear Scott, I am volunteering our school for the Fly on the Wall show.
Oh, this is that show we were talking about from America the other day, which I so want to be on here. Or I want them to do a UK version. That would be better. It's called The Principal's Office, and it's like a fly-on-the-wall documentary where, for some reason, why would you do this? A school in America has just let them the cameras in for a documentary, and it's brilliant. Here's a clip.
Just this month, we have a series of disrespect, skipping class, insubordination.
What's insubordination? You know what that means.
What do you think it means, Anthony?
I have no idea. Someone's submarine?
Not someone's submarine, Anthony. Hello?
Sorry. I'm laughing at that and something on the text referring to an earlier Dear Scott, which I'll come back to in a minute when we finish this one.
Anyway, so they are volunteering for the UK version of the Principal's Office, which I do want to happen.
Our head used to be a cage fighter. I think that would make good TV. Love, Mark.
Wow.
X.
Thanks, Mark.
That would make brilliant
that
TV.
That would be good.
That is a seriously scary sport.
I've never seen it.
Oh, God.
What happens?
Oh, it's like boxing, but with no rules. It kind of appears in a cage, and you can kick and...
Oh, like Thai boxing?
Yeah, worse than that. It's more brutal than that. Oh, I'm sure people who do cage fighting will now tell me that there are some rules. Just when you're watching it, to somebody who doesn't know a lot about it, it looks like you're allowed to just beat each other up to a pulp using whatever you want.
Wow.
So that would be really good.
Yeah, that would be good on the principal's office, UK. Mm. We need to make this happen.
Can I just go back to something?
Yeah.
And I hadn't thought of this, but a lot of people have pointed this on the text. How on earth do you get your thumb over a lens when taking a picture? Because if you're doing it with your phone, you use your thumb to take the picture, so it can't be your thumb that's over the lens.
It is my thumb.
It can't be your thumb because you use your thumb to take the picture. So there's no way it's your thumb.
Were you posing and giving yourself a thumbs up?
How? What were you doing?
Oh, Scott. That's so funny.
Unless you took a photo of yourself with, doing a thumbs up with only one thumb.
Becky, look at me. Look at me.
No, I've seen it already.
It's not
that
your
thumb. That sounded wrong. I'm just putting my thumbs up, listeners.
It's not your thumb.
It is.
It obviously is.
For more clips like this, check out unofficialmills.co.uk.